Okay, we're up to Simin Samach Gimel, which is on page Shin Chaf. However, before we do the next Simin, let's go back and do the Shi'adim and Mitzion B'Halacha. Let's go back to page Shin Tezayin. Shin Tezayin. Go back before? No, back base. You can go back one more. Page Shin Tezvav. Page Shin Tezvav on the bottom. She'odim mitzvim halacha. Halacha base. Hasagas gevul. Okay, he mentions the shayla of the in b'nei hashuk yecholim lakiv olav. The halacha that this came from was the law of one is not allowed to be masig vul. Halacha vav. V'chen yechol the in b'nei hashuk. Go back to page Shin Tesvav on the bottom. On the bottom, we in the Shi'arim Mitzion B'Halacha. Okay, the halacha vav was mutin lechenvini lechalik kloyos legoizim letinoikos kidei lahargilum sheiknu mimenu ve'ein yochel lelumka bezol yosem yashar kidei sheiknu mimenu ve'ein b'nei ashuk yichom laknu lov. The halacha was you're allowed to provide incentives. You're allowed to provide for the children. You come into our store. If you come into our store, we'll give the children candy. So the children will badger the parents, let's go to this store, not to the other store. The other store said, it's not fair, you're taking away our business. No, you can do the same thing. Who's holding you back from giving the children balloons, candy as well? So here he has a different type of shiloh. What about giving a heksher? A kash organization giving heksher on a factory. Let's see what he says. Nishal hagoin merenirav maharash. The base charoshes, a factory. Sheyesh lachem rav machshir oisav. Cheis reitzim bal hacharoshes. The hakim oid base charoshes. The mokim acher. The owner of the factory wants to build a new facility in a new location. Sheyesh lachem rav morda asra. And in the new factory is going to be built in a new community. The new factory is going to be built in a different city. And in that city there is a rabbi, and that rabbi wants the business. When you give a heksher, you get money. There's money involved. So he wants the business. So the rabbi says, it's my city, and in my city, I am the Rav HaMachshir. Just because you have another rabbi that gives a heksher on the other factory, so what? It's my city. So who is right? Sheyesham Rav Mordashim, who writes a litin heksher, la'akev la'harav HaMachshir, lovoy. Lovay liiroi lahachshu lashkiach ala beis hacharoshes So the rabbi of the other city wants to prevent him, the other rabbi, from coming into the city giving a hachshu. So who is right? Hello, shem kevan dehaschoira me alma osei ula alma ozul ein koich biyad harav amor deashu laakev. The rule is the rabbi loses.
Only if which rabbi?
The second rabbi. The rabbi.
It's not made local.
Right, because since this the factory is selling to the world, the whole world, it's not something which is local to the community. The product that's being manufactured is going to be sent away to a different city. We don't view the factory to be part of the city where it's located, of the community, and therefore the rabbi of that particular community does not have a right to say, it's my community, and therefore I'm the only one that gives a heksher. He seems to be saying that a rabbi only has a right to impose his will upon things that affect directly the people that live in his community. If there happens to be just a facility in his community, this land is and something that's been manufactured, and the product does not directly affect his Kalabatim, his community, he does not have a right to step in and say, it's asogas kavul, you're not allowed to take away my potential business. Now, obviously, this is a very complicated issue, and today we live in a very complex world, the global village, and I don't know how practical this is for...
Rabbi, yeah. Let's say there's a slaughterhouse in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And the slaughterhouse in Brooklyn is under the hashtag of Rabbi Maievsky.
Yeah.
Slaughterhouse then moves to Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Okay.
Can Rabbi Tite say, that's my town?
Yes. Well, what it says, if you take what it says here, I don't know if you can extrapolate to modern times, but if you would strictly...
Yeah. Use that example on purpose.
Okay, if you take what it says here... If you take what it says here at face value, that isn't any questions... Then the mashkiach in Elizabeth, New Jersey, would be Rabbi Maievsky, because the product that they're selling is to the entire world.
Yeah, but there's a different. There are two things.
Okay.
Number one, in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot put a hatch on a product unless it has a hechsher from the local rabbanut first. Local. Which means there's no if a product in Israel says this is kosher under the badatz and it does not have a hechsher from rabbanut, that is a false. They have no right to put that hechsher on. So the local rav has to give the hechsher. Called the rabbanut is the local rav has to give the hechsher, and then you could put the badatz and some.
Okay, so that's a law of the land.
Number two. The question that he asked about Elizabeth,
yeah.
if he's selling the meat everywhere except Elizabeth,
then it's okay. Then
if
right.
he's selling it
in Elizabeth, then Rabbi Tait has a right to say
it's a very practical problem. When you have a new hashgacha opening on Avenue J that says our hashgacha is Kiryas Yoyel,
yeah.
and they come into Flatbush,
they have no business here.
There's a very serious question if you're allowed to even
Hasagas eat that.
Not only Hasagas Shkavol, it's Alof of Shkutei Chutz. I said this earlier. Rav Shach gave a heksher. Rav Shach started a heksher, and he had his, you know, very kosher, litvish Rav Shach's heksher, and they brought the meat to Yerushalayim. And the Eda Haredah came out and had posted, anyone who buys that meat has to kasher his kalim. It's trade. And they were right. Halachically, they were right.
Okay, this is
a very practical
analogy. This is an explosive halacha. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Obviously, that halacha has to be balanced.
Oh, I got you.
Halacha Yud, next page. Yitain the Yisa Yitain Demuna. Okay, let's go to the next item. Yes.
Mentioned something that was learned yesterday about real estate transactions.
Yes.
My son has a real estate brokerage, and he also serves on the local real estate board, which arbitrates disputes and sorts out ethics problems. So I asked him to take a look at this section and see, you know, and what does his experience tell him about? And he told me that there's no such thing in the law as a right of first refusal, which means that that there's no such thing as preference. There's no such thing as preference as these situations were outlined yesterday. And
secular law, there's no such thing.
That's right.
And
I had said, you know, I had also brought up the point here that it presumes that everything is equal. The halakha presumes that it's only for a situation where everything is equal. Well, that pretty much never happens. So it doesn't really...
It's not practical, the halakha.
There are many shilas asked... In these areas that he's aware of, but the psak is always that the highest bid gets it. Period.
Okay.
There's the case over here, Chaim Berlin on Avenue I and 14, 14 or 13. We used to be that conservative.
Yes,
rule.
Yes.
The Muslims on Ocean on Coney Island were looking for a mosque.
Yeah.
And they put a bid into that building.
They went to a din tower.
No, but the Chaim Berlin somehow 15 years ago, had a contract driven up with the conservative shul that they have the first right to it. And when Chaim Berlin had no intention of buying that building, but when they heard that the mosque was got ready to buy it, they came out, they matched the price, and they bought the building. And that's why they got that whole corner. It was only because they had a foresight
in 12 contract.
Yeah,
913. Jewish communal center.
Right, they had a contract with them.
They never had a
contract. They had a contract. They actually had a contract.
They had an option on that building that they would get the first.
It's very strange.
If it's in writing,
right? But you think about this. Also, do you say Chadmatzer when it's organization? But they would have the Chadmatzer, and it was equal because there was no price difference. The people in the Jewish center there, they could have said, no, we prefer to give it to the mosque. Mm-hmm.
No, it's the same money.
And they believe the mosque should be higher than any other building.
Okay, let's go to the next. Yud, Halacha Gimel, Yisa V'yitein Demuna. Here's a Shaila. Let's say you have your lottery. Chinese auction, and the winner never comes forward to claim his prize. The winner never even inquires who won the prize. Right? You have a lottery, you know, you sell lottery tickets, and the yeshiva, they draw and they announce who the winner is, and the winner never comes forward. No one ever told the winner. And now it's 6 months later, and the winner says, someone tells him that you won the lottery. So the yeshiva says, well, you should have come to claim the prize. You didn't come to claim the prize. Too bad, it expired. It expired. Sorry, buddy. We're not giving you the prize. Now, this is a very big problem. Some of these Chinese auctions, they raise a lot of money, a lot of tickets, and then when one of their own people, a Hamish, a person, wins the lottery, they say, you really want us to give $20,000 for the prize? it's kiyila shegelt. You know, you should be moichel the lottery. That's not right. But here's a situation where the person himself did not come forward to claim the prize. What are the laws?
But in New York, no one told him he won.
I'm not talking about New York State Lottery.
No,
New York State Lottery, what?
No, you must claim it within a set period of time.
Yeah, it's written in the Chinese auction.
You have to get it. I'm probably not so sophisticated here.
They advertise it. They ask 3 days to claim it.
The guy says, you never told me I won.
Hello, that's what it says. Yisa, there's a rule of Yisa v'yitein demuna. This obligation applies to institutions just like it applies to an individual. Ayin b'shal s'chuvus marsham be'echad shemochar shtori hagrola, lottery. Person sold lottery tickets. V'achar ze noida shekvar ovar yoyim hamshochas hagrolas. They already drew the winner. They already picked out a winner. V'goroloi hitzliach v'roitza hamoicher lach zolvatel hamekach b'tayna shehu lo yoda shekvar ovar yom hamshocha, and he wants to be mevatel the mekach. The seller, they drew the winner.
No, the day that you can take your money out. It passed the expiration date.
So the expiration date passed and he did not come to claim his prize. And now he wants his prize, the expiration date. The person won the lottery. What is the status of a lottery? A lottery, it's not a guarantee. When a person pays for a lottery ticket, there are many sveikos. Does that have any implication in halacha where there are misunderstandings when there's some type of problem? Can you demand that it was a mekach tos? Anyway, it's not a real mekach. When you pay for a lottery ticket, there's no guarantee you're going to win. Vehevi mishelis yavetz, didai tesham deshtori hagola ein lohem din shtoris. Okay, so there's more leeway. Okay, the halachos are not—they're very vague. You have to. Every case, obviously, is different. But we just want to make the point that the rules of lottery are not the same rules as a regular mekach or memkar, for one simple reason, because there's no guarantee. When a person buys a lottery ticket, there's an asmachta. There's an understanding. There's a very small chance you're going to win. So you're giving away money for nothing, and therefore the rules are not the same as when you buy real property. And he could have told the person who won. Im came shita the iu the afsir anafshe the gam im lohoyav shalohidia. The buyer wins. Zulos im yivura shamoichu lo yoda shekvar over yom hamshach zagorolos. So I make a bottle of chazir. I'm not going to show the case. I'm confused what the case is. I don't know exactly, but we have to leave it with this. Is that a lottery is a more complicated issue because you're not buying something real, you're buying only a chance.
Someone with the agrola, the lottery ticket, can make kiddushin with the lady?
No, lottery tickets for getting married. Sorry. Okay. Now we come to the next thing of next thing. Shubinyan shloi konev is the ayin halacha dalad. Next halacha refers to a person that gives makes a down payment. If you make a down payment or you sign the dotted line, you sign the document, even though it's not binding in law, there is something called mechus ramona. If you don't pay, you're chayiv for mechus ramona. Shubinyan shelo kana b'zeh ayin al shuvus harosh mi shemocha lechavero haavero shelo. Person, I sell you my sins. Okay, can you imagine such a sale? I'll sell you my sins. Here is. I'll, I'll, so, He gave him money and he shook his hand. Mahani hamecher questions could you diminish the mekachtos. A person gives money to buy someone's averos, or we'll see in a few moments to buy a person's chelik in olam haba. Can you say mekach? Can you say there wasn't a real transaction? It's oina. It's not real. If I want my money back, can you go to Bezdin and say, "Give me my money back"? I was just joking. I was just playing around. It's not for, no. It's for real. If a person sells his chelik in olam haba, he sells his averos and he makes a handshake, makes a kinyan. Av she'in kan kinyan kesef, even though it's not a real kinyan. The b'shar mechira. The kinyan knows the kinyan. Once there is a handshake, mahani hamecher av shemochalo davar she'ein boi mamish, and you can't go to court and say I want my money back. The ayin b'shas shuvus marsham the mosar moido al hamecher the hakinyan she'osar rak lufan. Before a person enters into a transaction, he writes a document that I'm being forced into this transaction. That's called the Mosa Moda. Person is threatening your life. If you don't sell me your house, I'm going to cause you harm. So you have no choice but to go through the transaction. You're coerced into the transaction. But before you enter the transaction, you write a document and you write, tomorrow I'm going to make a transaction. I'm being forced. And I want you to be aware I don't have a kavana. That's called Moser Moda. The Akinyan Shoyse Hurak Lefnim. The transaction you make the next day is just for show. Hamaise Bottle. The Maise is Bottle. It's not a real transaction. Now, the Afal Pichain. Rohi Lo Oinesh Yan Shechil Shem Shemaim Kilu Koifer Beschar Ve Oinesh. The Havi. The Scharvi Oynish the Yehudi.
Yehudi
Kosher Mishyar. Mishyar Lasos Kinyin Zeh. The Isra Cheskas Kashrus. Doing such a thing is not proper. So, wait, so maybe he's not.
So even though he gave him
Odah,
the fact that you went through with the
king is not proper. So obviously he's dealing with a situation where you're not being forced. You're just doing it. You're doing it for show. Because if the person was really forced, then it would not be a problem. So it's going in a situation where a person, just for whatever reason, he doesn't want the transaction to be real. He's moisim moida, so the moida does work. It prevents the transaction being chal. But a person has done an aver by entering into a transaction that is a fake transaction. He loses cheskas kashrus.
Talking about the
moicher,
not about the
kashrus. Right, the moicher when he deceived the koine.
If you think you can sell your averes, then you.
No, a new case now. He's discussing a new case now. He's discussing a case where a person goes to a real transaction. Someone is bothering you. I want to buy your house. And you say, leave me alone. I don't want to sell it to you. No, I want to buy it. Okay, fine. I'll sell it to you. Just leave me alone. And he goes to the transaction. Before he goes to the transaction, he was moisim moida to another friend the day before, and the transaction I'm going to make tomorrow is null and void. So the rule is, since you moisim moida, the transaction the next day is null and void. However, it's a chil Hashem, because your friend thought that he was going to a real transaction, and now he discovers that it was nonsense. So such a person that does it fools his friend into thinking that he's selling him something, even though technically it's not valid, it's a chil Hashem, and he loses his cheses kashrus. Okay, now we discuss the case of Elam Haba. Shal Shuvus Tovus Avadas Kosav Diachol Shemachar Reve Chelka Elam Haba. A quarter of his portion of Elam Haba. For also Shum Kinyan Ra Kosav Leil Pisas Niyar. He wrote down on a piece of paper and he Moichel Lachar Reva a fraction, a quarter. Mechelik Elam Haba Shali. The Kibel Mimenu Hakesef Alzeh Uchais Choizebo. And now he changes his mind. Umachs Leil Hakesef. And they take back the money. Ha'lokech Einu Reitz Elachzer does not want to go back, and he wants to keep his portion of Olam Haba. What is Talacha? V'helosh Magoyin Hamar Shak. The Schoik Yitzchak Hamoichel Lokeach, that the seller can laugh at the buyer. And Einu Reitz Elikach Adamim doesn't want to take the money back. The Olam Haba Lav Bas Mechirihi Kedisa B'Shas. You can't sell it. He says he can't sell, so it's nonsense. The transaction, the person tries to sell Olam Haba, it's nonsense, and it's not chal. The Amalei, Shevna, it's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Shevna Ali Hillel, Ta, Na'ariv, Niflug,
let's have a bet, and let's divide
the Olam Haba. Ta, Na'ariv, Niflug, Yotza, Baskol, V'Amra, Im Yitain, Ish, Eskol, Hon, Deso, Boz Yavozulo, they'll just laugh him out. It's impossible for a person, based upon this pasuk, a person cannot sell his chelik in Olam Haba. So the transaction is null and void. It's meaningless. You have a right to get back your money, and if the person does not want to take back the money, he's only losing his own money. If you already Isaac can learn, if you, he explains that more. If you already Isaac can Torah, you cannot sell. The adin gam came b'shar mitzvah slav daf when it comes to learning Torah. The same thing is true when it comes to mitzvah. Once a person has done in this world a mitzvah, done learned Torah, it's not possible for him according to the halacha to sell his chelik olam haba. But on various you can sell. It says what? No, it doesn't.
How do you do yisachar?
I know, so that so he the sachar is vul, and so that
is chayim ilim ahasikim b'avotam chayim u'shar. What does mean?
Yisachar is vul, and you get a reward, but you don't get the actual reward for learning itself. It's not the same. It's not the actual learning itself only goes to yisachar. There is reward that goes to Zvulun for giving Yisachar giving him the opportunity to learn, but the Yisachar ultimately gets the ultimate reward because he is the one that learned Torah. He even says that in the art scroll here, in the art scroll, Kitschuchnar, he explains that. He actually told Sue what you said. And let's see the next. The Ayin B'Shalsa Chuvus Meshav Dover, the Af Imnala Hadas, She'ev Shalimko Shchar Mitzvah, even if it's possible you can sell the Shchar Mitzvah, I will Shchar Torah Bevada Yev Shalimko, the Shchar Torah, he is Shazoycha V'Yoshav Yeshiva Shalmaila, the Shchar of Torah is that you are Yoshev in Yeshiva Shalmaila, Umayasesham im Loilomar Halo Yispa Kolon, you will be satiated with embarrassment with Herbaki Loyovin Shum Davar, Ayin Sham. That just because a person sells his chelik of learning, it's not going to help. If you don't know if you yourself did not learn, you're not going to be able to understand what's going on there. Well, the feeder of Mukhrach Loimadhodi, so exactly your case. The Yisachar Zvulon also Shutfis Tahainu al Mitzvah Slimut, that's on the Mitzvah. They get reward for the Mitzvah of Limut, HaTorah. Veloy al Tschar Torah Lohovinoisa, not to actually understand it. So therefore, even though Zvulun is going to receive reward in the next world for giving Yisachar the opportunity to learn Torah, does not mean that Zvulun is going to be sitting in the Yeshiva Shalmal in the same place as Yisachar. Omnam, Misha Osak B'Torah, Lumachmas Koitzer Daito Lo Hevina, person tries to learn, and due to his lack of intelligence, he is not able to understand it. Yiske Lo Havina Lo Mabok, Kidisa B'Svarim HaKidoshim. Okay, let's go now to the laws of Isser of Nos Devarma, Samach Gimel. Osser Lehoinois Bidvarim Velignoiv Das Abrios Ubo He Sifim. Kishem Shoino Asur Bemekhem Emkar. Just like it's written to cause harm to your friend in business, kachasul oino bedvarim shenemar v'lo soinu ish es amiso v'yireis melokecha chazal darshin, do not wrongdo your friend zo anas tvarim ugedoyla oino as tvarim anas mamon. It's worse to cause harm with words than mamon. Why? Shezel nitin lehishavon v'zel lun nitin lehishavon. Money you can return, but causing a person harm with words, that cannot be returned. Zeb moinai v'zeb gufai. One is another reason. Because this is your money, wants to be goof. When you cause a person harm with your words, that's that your words, that's your goof. The hatsayik, this is a scary expression. A person that complains, a person that is a victim of a noas tavarim, and he complains to Hashem. The hatsayik al noas tavarim neno miyod. Hashem answers his prayer immediately. The tsarich li zoher biyoser meonas ishtay. Person must be careful not to cause his wife harm, to say the harmful things to his wife. And the same, I guess, is so. A woman should not say harmful things to her husband. Shlelet sabet vadim lefisha isha racha b'teva. She's delicate. The altsar me'at he boicha. She cries very quickly. The Hashem yisparch makbid al hademos. Hashem is makbid on tears. The sharei demos lo ninalu. The gates of tears are not locked. They're not sealed. A person cries out because he has been insulted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings punishment to the perpetrator.
Kate said, about the wife that is going to
same thing.
Make an ordinary husband.
Same thing. It goes without saying. That's Pashat. It's a Chiddush, even the other way around. She's Racha. A man doesn't get insulted. A man has a tough skin. Okay. Did you ever listen to Rabbi Victor Miller?
Biologically,
the Aseres Hadibros of marriage.
You tell me, Isha. Because Isha, girl is 12 years, is bat mitzvah, boy is 30 years. Biologically, man is weaker than the woman.
But sensitivity, psychologically, a woman is more sensitive. If you really want an elaboration on this halacha, just listen to the Aseres Hadibros of Marriage by Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I'm sure everyone here must have heard that tape.
No.
No? Oh, you got to listen to that tape.
You see in America, 99 faces of the woman ruling the...
Go online, type in the Aseres Hadibros of Marriage by Avigdor Miller, download the tape. It's kedai to listen to that tape. Scary
well,
stuff. Never, never say to your wife, you are... I'll leave you in suspense. I'll leave you in suspense. All I know is I know one couple. They were probably in their 60s, and someone gave them the tape, and this is very fine, high society couple, and they took it in the car with them to a wedding. And the wife was a very high society. And he told me his wife never forgave him for playing that tape. Possibly. It's a real... Ketzad hu oinoas devarim. Really, I really recommend it. It's entertainment.
Whoever finds the link, send it out to everybody.
It's entertaining. Listen to this, Shia. Ketzad hu oinoas devarim. What is an example? Lo yoyma lachaveray bekama atoroitza litichevetse. What's an example? Don't mislead a person. Don't walk into a store and ask a poor person, how much are you willing to sell this object? Hu oinoroitza litichevetse. You have no intent to purchase the item. So you're causing him pain because he thinks, he suspects, he anticipates, oh, I have a buyer. And then he's disappointed when this person does not want to buy. You're right, it's a very big problem. You know, it's a very, very big problem. You go into a store and you browse. Even go into a store and browse. Let's go into Eichel. Let's go into certain stores. You go in, they don't have been too many customers. They get all worked up. A customer walks in, it's like Mashiach came. And then you walk around and you walk out, they're very disappointed. So what So where do you draw the line? I don't know the answer. It's a real tough call.
No,
if there's a possibility, if
the salesman comes over to you and says, can I help you? You have to say, no, I'm just browsing.
Right.
But is there still a loss of arm? If you know for sure,
he wants to see what there is.
You know for sure you have no intent to buy. No intent to buy. If there's a 20% chance I'll buy something, I'll come into a store, if I like it, I'll buy it. There's a 20% chance, so then that's valid. But if you know for sure you're not going to buy, I'm only coming into the store because I have nothing to do, I'm waiting for someone, I'm waiting for my wife, waiting for my child, I just want to go and see what it's doing. And you walk into the store and they get all excited, it's a problem. It's a problem. If there's a possibility that you're going to buy, so then there's nothing wrong. I'm coming to see what you have to offer. That's what business is all about. You want to buy tefillah, go to so-and-so, he'll sell you tefillah. And you know as a factor that so-and-so does not have anything to sell. So eitzel ploni v'hu yodeh shein lo limkar, and so you're causing your friend tzar, you have a lead. Look at that, I have a lead. This is where I'm going to be able to buy merchandise. And then you come there and there's nothing there to buy. So you have been misled. So that is not proper. A person is about tshuva. Lo yoimerli, be very sensitive. Zuchar ma'asecha harishanim, remember your past deeds. Now many rabbanim, when they give musa, they have to be very, very careful. They have in the audience about tshuva. They have in the audience ger. And be very, very careful after what they say, not to cause someone, not to insult someone. Zuchar ma'asecha harishanim imbo yisusim al ha'averai rachman al etzlan. Oh, look at this. La yoyim ala kadech sha'amru ha'averai iyov l'iyov. Halo yirascha kisla secha. Your iyov. How could it be that all of a sudden you're a koifer? It used to be in the olden days, your yirah shamayim was your stronghold, was your rock. Zuchorna mihu naki avad. Iov, if you're suffering, it's for good reason. Was there ever an innocent person that suffered? It must be your Rasha. This is the classic example of an ostavadim. Veheim kmo, veheim Kamo Sha'amru Lo Kain, they who said this to him, Ibnei Shahayim Mu'uvus Klapi Hashkachas Hashem Yisbach Midoisav, the reason why they said this was because Eev was in denial of Hashkacha Pratis. Im Sha'alu Mi'itoi Eza Dover Chachma, let's say you need to know something requires Chachma, going? You can't go. You can't leave.
Without buying the merchandise, it's a
nice merchandise. No, I'm just joking. You have to go,
I'm sitting here a few minutes.
No, it's okay. You have to go. I'm just joking with you. We like you very much. We like you very much. Yeah, okay. Atzloch Rabbah. Be well. Okay, let's go. V'chein haloy imshalom ita eiza dav chachma lo yom lashen yidel eiza oisa chachma mata tasha bidav hazeh. If you ask a foolish person something which requires a chachma, you're embarrassing him. V'chein kol kayotz bidvam elu shem tsar halev gimel mishi yesh lo kimi lignai. A person has a nickname which is derogatory. Af al pishu rogel boisakina. People always call him by this derogatory nickname, Shorty. They call him these nasty things. The alien is spayish, but it's already, so he's already accustomed to this derogatory nickname, so he's not embarrassed. So he doesn't say that. There is such a thing that you should not call a person by a nickname, because a person's name captures his essence and there's something to a person's name. But here, al pi halacha, for einos tvarim, it's only a gnei legnai. That's the condition of the kitzer. Im ze kavanosa levaisho, also likroisa bikinu ze mishum einos tvarim. Halacha dalet. Also lignoiv das habrios. Perish l'ramois bedvarim afal pi shein boi chesar mamen. Afilu da. You may not sell basar nevela b'cheska shchut. Sometimes gun they want kosher meat for whatever reason. Halal, what's it called by the Muslims? They also want halal meat. Imut moicher eiz the davar sheish by mum al pish a davar shavik moishu moichulam mikol makom tzoch laodia la'alokeach as a mum. You must inform that this is defective merchandise. Uvamatana lekom yishum gneivas das. Very mechish. When it comes to a gift, if you're giving a person to give it's a freebie, so even though he thinks it's brand new, the truth is refurbished, right? You want to go give someone a Chanukah present. You buy someone a Chanukah present. So what do you give him? You buy him a refurbished stereo, refurbished whatever you buy him, electronic device. So you got it cheap. You got it really nice, you got a discount, refurbished. You just took off the sticker. On the package, it says that this item was refurbished. So you pull off that sticker and you give it to him. He doesn't know. He thinks you're giving him a brand new stereo, but you got it half price because it was refurbished, and you pulled off the sticker that said it's refurbished. Are you being over on Gneiva Stas? Important halacha. No, it's mutter because you're giving him a matana. If you were selling it to him, and this is a very, very big problem, because some of these electronic stores, they're suspect of doing this. They're selling you merchandise. They're selling you merchandise, electronics, and they don't tell you where do they get this from. How are they able to give you such a discount? Brand new, it's clean. I once bought a toaster. I bought a toaster and there were crumbs inside. Brand new toaster. Brand new toaster. What a chutzpah, right? So obviously it was refurbished.
They tested in the factory.
In a sealed box?
It was in a sealed box, yeah. It was repackaged. It's a big business. When you send back merchandise, when you sell back merchandise, so they repackage it.
It was a sample model. Plasma.
Lo yivakesh. Don't ask your friend as a meal when you know he's not going to come. Don't offer a gift when you know he's not going to come. You make believe you're giving him on, and you don't intend to mechabed him. Aser ele yetamid piv v'liboy shavim v'yinoig v'sfas emes v'ruach nochon v'leiv tar. A proper spirit and a pure heart. One halacha aleph on the bottom. Zohar no astvarim kasav ramah mi shema'ane es atzmai mutter lehoinois bedvarim. A person that insults himself, a person that doesn't care about his own oina. He always makes jokes about himself. So mutter lehoinoso bedvarim.
That's me.
That's a very big chiddush. That's not smart kosav mishum ve'ein derech ne'odom lahonos atzma mishum hachi in bechlal yishuv v'derech eretz ve'ein nikra amisecha. A person that goes around with insulting himself, he's not called loyosonu ish es amiso. Pasuk says, "Man, person in heart harms amiso." But if he's not behaving himself, he's acting like a meshugma. He's not called amiso, so he's not included in the halacha. U'v'shem alavush kosav dim'ein yori elokim harehu ma'anes atzma. A person that's not a yori. Shemayim, his begeder is not. He's not called amiso. His man is atzim mutul lehaniyoy. You're allowed to insult him. Shneimar v'loisonu ishes amiso im sheiticha b'toyre umitzos. A person that is an avarion, he does averos. He's not included. Him, you're allowed to give musi. You're allowed to insult. Obviously, be very careful with this halacha. Don't take it too far, Mayor.
What? This is the purpose. This is why. You can have a big asifa and talk about the chiloinim, the poishim, the apikursim, who don't want to accept what we just learned, that the schar Torah is
okay.
To
let's leave it with that, and we will stop here.
Good.
Okay, 2 minutes.